This podcast has been brought to you by American Express. Being an Amex member means I'm always looking forward for the next time an event is in my city. And you already know we use that Amex for them Renaissance tickets, baby. Whether sis is performing that album front to back or giving us a new diva breakdown, I'm a diva. American Express got you covered. Okay, I'm sure y'all wondering, okay, well, what shows are y'all going to with the tickets you bought on your Amex? Not telling you. Maybe we can pop up in London, LA, Houston, New York, Atlanta. You never know. But with Amex, the choices are endless. So tell us, what shows are y'all prioritizing this summer so that y'all can be outside? With Amex, it's not about if you see your favorite band in concert, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Well, hello.
We are back again.
It's given hot potato seat, interchangeable. You never know which two.
You never know which two.
If you're gonna get all three, it's very different right now. But welcome back to the Oprah Rose Show. I'm Gigi.
What's up? I'm Dee Dee, and it's the two of us.
It's the two of us. Hey, TT.
What's up, TT? You know we gotta shout our girl out. It's so funny because I feel like y'all just did a little round of LA episodes, mm-hmm. and then me and TT did some Baltimore episodes, yeah. and then now Dee Dee and Gigi.
Dee Dee's in LA.
We're doing the LA round of the episodes.
The girls love LA.
You know?
Even though they don't want to admit it.
It's a really cool space. Like, I feel like people always say Atlanta is not a real place.
It's not.
LA is not a real place.
What?
It's not.
LA is very much a real place.
I don't think so. I think people come here and they want to be who they want to be.
That's a bad thing?
That's not a bad thing. That makes it not a real place.
Hmm.
Y'all make believe.
You got to fake it till you make it, honey.
Listen, with anything.
Atlanta's just not a real place because it'll be 3 a.m. and it'll be strippers on Edgewood and shooters, too.
And they might have a horse out there that you might can get on for about $5 and ride the horse down the block.
That was the last time?
There was a horse outside. Yeah. Uh-huh. When my sister was in town. And she got mad with me because she couldn't get on the horse.
I do love a good horseback ride.
As always, like, rate, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. The Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com. Oprah Rose Show on Twitter. The yes. Oprah Rose Show on Instagram.
Yes.
And Gigi has actually been taking over the Instagram lately. Been doing a phenomenal job.
Y'all been working to go. Listen, I've been carrying the Oprah Rose Show on my back, honey.
She's been editing, uploading, and doing socials. And it's so funny because once again, hot potato.
Yeah, it was literally like
I had been doing it, and it was like, well, she did these recent episodes. She got it. So she was like,
but
she
Dee's so good. You're so good at it, though.
It was like,
I think because you, like, I'm on TikTok, but I'm not.
I'm on TikTok. Well, I'm on TikTok in blocks of periods.
Okay.
Like, I'm not, like, actively scrolling TikTok.
Okay.
But I'll have a moment of, like, being in the bed and being like,
What's going on on the clock app? On the TikTok.
On the clock app. Let me see what's happening. And so I'll spend, like, 30 minutes in, because you get wrapped up in it.
Yeah, it's
so easy to just keep the videos going because I don't know what the algorithm is.
No one can guess it.
But sometimes they have it a bit wrong.
Yeah.
Because I watched a couple of cat videos and now they think I have a cat and I like cats.
Oh, okay.
And I don't.
Yeah.
But I keep watching. So there's no way for the algorithm to be like, he's not.
Why you keep watching? Because they're cute?
I don't know what it is. I don't want a cat. I don't really like cats, right? But it's, I don't know. They keep showing me random ass cat videos.
Oh, interesting.
What,
Jesse wants a cat.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that. For her, not you.
Okay. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
For her, not you.
You know, I don't have a thing against cats. I love animals, but with cats, you never know what you're getting.
You don't.
And I'd be damned if it's a little feline in my goddamn house and she acting all shady and biting me when I'm walking across. Like, it's no.
Well, apparently the cats act different based off of their coat color. I didn't know this was, hey, remember I'm on cat TikTok.
Okay, you are.
So apparently I didn't know this was
so. So you can kind of increase your odds.
Right, based off of what they are, like, and how their temperament will be. I forward just some if they come across my timeline. I'd be trying to skip them now because it's not really my thing.
You know, I'm trying to get her out of the idea of wanting one.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. I was like, how about a dog? And she's like, oh, I already have a dog. I'm like,
who's the dog?
Girl. So I haven't watched her for a while because they've been stationary, but my best friend Nunu, she has a dog, and I will watch Macaulay all the time.
Mm. What kind of dog is Macaulay?
Macaulay is a husky.
Oh, Macaulay's a big dog.
Macaulay is huge. Macaulay done... I almost lost Macaulay like 3 times because, like, dead ass, she's escaped, like, ran out of the house. I had to chase her down the street 2 times.
It's getting screaming.
Yeah.
Macaulay!
Literally running down the street with no socks or shoes on.
Oh, my God.
That dog fast, and she thinks it's a game.
Yeah, because she's big, so it's huge. Like, there's some momentum in that run.
Yes, so that was, you know... That's the story of Macaulay, but obviously she's home with her parents. She's good. She's safe, but Jesse thinks that that is her dog. So she's like, yeah, I already have a dog. I want a cat.
Okay. She's like, I've been around a dog. Let's switch this up a little bit.
And then she had, you know, Louis when she was born, but she doesn't really remember him.
Got it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I asked her. She said she doesn't.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You showed her a picture with her and Louis, and she was like, who?
Louis, like, she has fairly a fairly good enough memory, but I think now she's just really remember that. What, she was 13 months. I don't know. She was young.
She was
yet.
It's a baby.
Yeah,
it's giving baby.
Yeah. So
it's so funny because I feel like yesterday Oliver ran in the woods and I wore his ass out when he walked into that threshold. You don't never run back there because in our house the fence is gated.
Yeah.
And so he's getting
how he got to the woods.
Because he's getting a little bit older now. So he does. You can't just open the back door and he go do number 2.
Oh, he
he want to walk.
Okay.
He want to walk his poop out. Like, bro, like, we don't live in the city no more. Yeah. Like, you can literally do this in the backyard while we got to do all of this. Yeah. So yesterday it was like at night and it was doing a little drizzle situation. And I let him off the leash and I took the trash cans back. I turned around. I said,
he was gone.
Where is Oliver? And I'm like yelling, like, Oliver. And next thing I know, he coming from where the neighbors live all the way in the back where the trees is. I said,
oh.
Because had I had to go back there, because that probably would have been, like, that's my first thought. Like, if I can't find him, he's probably back there. Yeah. And if I had to go back there with my little phone flashlight looking for you and somebody else, y'all, while it's raining at night, stay out there.
Yeah, you gonna learn.
Stay out there. But a cat wouldn't do that.
No, a cat wouldn't do that. They would never come back. They, you know, they'd be liking to be fucking.
Now they like to be strays and then come back and was like, you was out there being frisky.
Yeah, basically. You was out here fucking, if you're not spayed.
Or neutered.
Or neutered, yeah.
What's the difference? Who's spayed and who's neutered?
The cats are spayed.
The cats are spayed.
Yeah, the cats are spayed and the dogs are neutered. Yeah.
Hey, got to do what you got to do to protect the environment.
That part.
Look, I was having a whole conversation recently about recycling. What do you recycle?
I do, but this is the thing. I have to not yell, but I have to remind my partner that it's important to recycle.
I gave up on reminding. I'd just be moving the recycling to the correct bin.
Like, I do that too, but I'd be like, hey, you know, because I watch him pull out Simply Lemonade jug, pour the last of it, and I watch him throw it in the garbage. And I'm like, and I always say, yo, what kind of world are you trying to leave your kid? what kind of world are you trying to leave your daughter?
That one is an easy one, right?
Yeah,
such an easy...
He's still going to throw the fucking plastic in the garbage. He don't care.
Because I was having this conversation just the other day about... So I have two recycled trash cans versus one like regular trash.
Okay.
Because the idea is you should always have more recycle. Yeah. Materials, yes, right? Because yes. if you're properly disposing of recyclable materials and rinsing and not mm-hmm. contaminating,
yeah, whew. I could do better with the rinsing.
So
I could do better.
Here's the thing: when you don't rinse, let's say if you have like a bottle of spaghetti, like
I do rinse. Yeah.
But if you didn't rinse it, it's technically contaminated,
and so they can't even use it.
They can't even use it. They throw that whole thing away that it touched.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Sustainable DD inside and out, everyone.
Listen, I don't play about it. But it's recyclable materials is interesting, too, because I feel like people don't pay attention to labels. Because not everything is actually recyclable.
Right.
Like, plastic bags are not recyclable.
Right.
You personally have to recycle it by, like, reusing it.
Yes.
Because it doesn't, you can't turn it into another form.
Right.
Like, what is a bag?
Yeah.
Oh, like what else can you do with a bag?
I know that's why they're getting rid of plastic bags in California.
They did in New York.
Yeah, I saw that.
In New York, like I was still living there when
I thought they started charging you for it in New York.
Well, they got rid of it. Yeah, they got rid of it. It was like you could get charged for it. Like some people would have it, but they had the recyclable bags.
Yeah.
So you kind of had to buy like the big tote bags.
Okay.
So you were almost like, damn, I got all these damn tote bags. I might as well remember to bring the tote bag when I come back with me.
I'm terrible with remembering to bring the tote bag.
But the big thing, though, is like, we don't know what they're doing with this recyclable materials.
We don't.
Like, are they taking it?
That is
like, are they
me.
Taking it and reusing it into making it something else?
I'm acting on good faith. However, I do know the system in which we live and inhabit, and they probably ain't doing shit with them goddamn.
It's going
recyclables.
To the landfill. They burning the shit up, and I'm mad. And I'm going through all of this.
You fighting with your man and shit
about
you
like
rinsing
it out, taking labels off and. I had to call
taking labels off. Oh, she's going above and beyond.
I had to call the other day because they didn't pick up my recycle. They just did the regular trash.
Oh yeah,
I had to get the people on the phone.
Yeah.
And she called me today and was like, "You ain't called me back last night because they didn't pick it up." Like we had a whole, me and this girl had a whole conversation because they did not pick up my recycle trash.
This is the second week they didn't pick it up.
This is the second week they didn't pick it up.
They did it on purpose.
This is the second week, and I sit next to the window during work, so I'm out there like. Baby, I'm in the burbs now, so I know what's going on outside.
He said, I pay my property taxes. I pay state and local and city taxes.
Listen.
Y'all better come get my goddamn
Fulton
trash
County.
And recyclables.
Fulton County, come get my recyclable. I ain't playing with y'all.
I'm over here trying to roll some weed up.
Listen, G got it going on. Struggling. I haven't smoked flower in a minute, and I'm excited to roll this up in a little backwoods situation.
No. My little grinder a little janky, though.
But what type of flower is this? What are we getting into?
I don't remember what kind of flower
but
this is.
But it's a sativa?
I think it is.
Okay, Janae Aiko. You coming through with that sativa.
That's my preference. However, I don't... Although sometimes I still can go to sleep on sativa, but I have to be cautious because it really does get my brain going. And then I'll be up... deep diving on YouTube
and then go into a whole little black hole about whatever you deep diving about.
Mm-hmm, basically.
It's so funny when we were like thinking about like what we wanted to kind of discuss today. Like one of the notes you put in was around like the Japanese and talking about like the three different personalities that you have.
Or the Japanese believe that you have three different faces, one face that you show everybody. So maybe your Instagram, that is the face that everybody sees. That's the light that everybody sees. It's your, social resume. Cause you're not, well, there are some people, what app? I think it's the Clocky app that the kids is crying on. They ain't crying on Instagram, I don't think.
Not as much as you could on the Clock app.
Yeah, okay. So, your Instagram is your how you present.
Okay.
And then your second face is the face that you show your close friends and your relatives. So people who are more familiar with you and know who you are, but then nobody knows you like you. So your third face is what nobody sees.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So what would you, let's start from the bottom then.
The bottom.
What would be your third face?
My face that nobody
sees. That nobody sees.
Ford is sharing the inspiring stories of those behind the wheel who are accomplishing their goals, pursuing their dreams, and creating the world they want to live in. With some of the best and most capable vehicles in the world, Ford knows strong means more than just physical. Built Ford Proud highlights Dee Bryant. She is a professional stunt driver featured in over 100 films, movies, and shows. She has done stunts in many commercials, but she always finds herself gravitating towards Ford vehicles as her personal ride went off screen. In fact, much of her stunt driving training took place in a Ford Mustang. Dee is one of the few females and even fewer African-American female stunt drivers in the industry. She constantly battles sexism, racism, and unfair representation as many productions try to get around hiring female drivers. Give women their coins, please. But as part of her fight for equality, she co-founded the Association of Women Drivers, a stunt driving school where she helps teach other women to stunt drive. Dee is amazing, and to learn more about her story, visit Ford.com/BuiltFordProud.
That I am secretly like a panicker. I try to get better with this, but like, I wonder about what the next thing is going to be that I have to experience that could potentially break me. Like, why do
break?
Why, like, break me? Yes. Like, I know.
You
like,
won't break me my mentally, soul.
Break me physically. Like, because especially when, you have good moments or you're in a peak, right?
You're almost looking for like what is going to happen
to knock me off of this horse or this good moment that I'm having, you know, is someone going to pass away? Is something going to happen to me? Is someone going to like someone dear to me? Like, you know, because the reality is a lot of these things are going to happen. Right. We just don't know when. And so sometimes I live in my head a little bit, and I will be honest and say that I think me becoming a mom made me a little bit more attuned to that or entertain it a little bit more. I don't think that it's a good thing to have.
Yeah. But I think it makes sense because you kind of think of yourself in a sense where it's like you've lived a life already where you experienced those emotions.
Yeah.
And you know she's going to experience the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of when and not if.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, the way that our world is currently operating in, like, I legit be scared to go places. Like, where did I go? I went somewhere recently. I went to a party. I went to a party and it was out. And then I'd be like, wow, it ain't no gun detectors. Like, y'all, like, if y'all not checking shit like this, it makes me nervous because, you know.
I used to be like that with concerts. Mm-hmm. Like, there were a point when I feel like I only went to hip hop concerts where they would check for guns.
Yeah.
But I feel like that should be any show.
It should be any and every show.
Yeah. But I mean, it is. Matter. That's a thing now.
It's a thing now.
It's definitely a thing now, mm-hmm. but that wasn't always a thing.
No.
And I would be like, why do we only do this for hip hop shows? And like, we're not protecting the artist that is on the stage from anything. Nope. It could be anybody. They don't have to be going through a situation.
Yeah.
We saw what happened with Selena. Like, it could literally be anybody.
Literally.
And so, to your point, that was a thing for me at one point and being like, there should just be more security around going to shows.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess that third fate is that I live in a constant state of worry. You know, I don't know how to shake it. I don't know. It's not like, I'm not like sweating or like, you know, letting it show. But I do think about these things often. And worry about it.
Yeah. I think mine is more of like a state of quiet.
You want your peace.
I guess it's peace, but I also think about when I was younger, I wasn't a very vocal, talkative person until I was like 20, 21, which is kind of like late.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I was very quiet until I was like 20, 21 years old when I actually like came out.
That's so hard for me to believe.
I know, like, and now, like, knowing me, because I feel like I met you, I was like 23. So you like met me like once I was like actually like
talkative. Okay, so you said until you were out.
Yeah, until I came out as gay.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like I was like very quiet and sheltered and probably talk to maybe like two or three people. So there's a part of me that retreats to like quietness and like just kind of like not wanting to be bothered or not wanting to say much. But I'm the person now that you know that you can't believe that that was even a thing. So like my third person of like, when I am by myself, I don't listen to music. I don't watch TV. Like when Anthony's out of town or something and I'm like in the house by myself and he's like, oh, I'm about to watch this show like that we will watch together kind of thing. I'll make sure to watch it just because like he's watching it and like I want to be caught up in case it's another episode and we can watch it together. But I wouldn't normally watch it by myself. I would actually just be sitting in silence kind of thing because I'm almost used to who that person was because I did for so long.
Are you scrolling? Are you like...
They could be scrolling. Okay. They could be reading.
Okay.
They could, no, like it's not literally like just sitting on...
I was curious.
Yeah, it's not literally just like sitting on the bed and head in space. That could be a thing. No.
Yeah.
And just like thinking like I remember when I was first dating 66 Poppy, I would go quiet a lot.
Oh, and he thought you was like,
what's going on? Is there something we need to talk about? Oh. Like, what's happening? Are you happy? Is everything okay? Oh. And it's like, it's not that. I just have this part of me who for 20 years didn't really necessarily have to say much and I was okay. Yeah. And so I still retreat to that and I'm just thinking about shit. Mm. And to your point of like worry, it's not necessarily worry. I'm just like thinking and I can go deep into a rabbit hole of whatever I'm thinking about. And I even still do it sometimes. Now I'll be like folding clothes and looking off in the distance. He was like, where did you go just now? And I'm like, I couldn't even tell you. It was like a million thoughts and at the same damn time. So for me, I think that third of the people, the third face of the people, what people don't see necessarily is that I go quiet a lot. And when I find those moments, I go deep into them because they're far few in between now just because of the person that I am.
That's good.
And maybe that's a form of meditation.
Yeah, it
in
is.
In a way.
Do you, because I saw, I can't not remember his name, but I follow him on the Insight Timer. He's like this guru or I don't know what you call him, monk or some shit.
Okay.
But he's, I guess he's fairly popular because I saw him on an Instagram post and I was like, oh shit, he got Instagram, leave, follow him on it.
Okay.
And he was talking about how, you know, the act of stillness and taking 3 days and not doing anything whatsoever.
That's intense.
By yourself.
Woo, 3 days?
No books, no music, nothing. You're in silence and in stillness. And actually, I believe Will Smith talked about doing this. I think his was being committed to silence for like a week or something.
Week.
And I can't remember if he failed or if he succeeded, but it's a very difficult thing. And I was like, damn, I want to go to a silent
camp.
You
can't like do anything.
You can't do anything. And it's the aspect of like training your mind and seeing and understanding where your mind will go.
Yeah.
And really just.
It goes anywhere.
It goes anywhere.
Anywhere.
And he said, you know, if you are able to do that, when you come out of there, you have a really clear sense of who you are.
Mm.
And I'm like, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, does it have to be 3 days? Because I feel like, you know, there's the aspect of like solitary confinement, which is, you know, very different, right? Because you don't have a choice. You're just stuck in there.
Right.
Where if you choose to commit yourself to this like moment of silence, you know, it's a commitment and you can count the minutes or whatever. Well, I guess you don't have a clock, so you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
But I'm like, wow, that is very interesting. I'm curious. I don't know that I could do that, though. But I would go to a silent camp, like where you're around other people and you meditate and shit.
When you're around other people.
Because
if you think about what you just said in, like, solitary confinement, that is a space where you're kind of, like, it's not at your will.
Right.
You don't have a sense of time.
Yeah.
Or space. Mm-hmm. There's no windows. Like, there's limited activity. So, like, when people talk about going into that when they're imprisoned and they have to do that and they go, like, stir crazy.
23-1.
Yeah. Like, it's like you would because you are surrounded by the same four walls at that point with, like, nothing else.
Yeah.
I think a little bit about you know, doing that for 3 to 7 days or whatever that is, you have things around you that you can kind of focus on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've talked about meditation a lot on this show, and, like, obviously we're all proponents of it and we practice it in our own way. I think, like I've said before, one of the ways that I do it is in the morning when I'm doing my juice and making my parfait, it's me being quiet during that whole thing.
Doing my juice and making my parfait.
Every morning, like clockwork, Monday through Friday, I do not play. I don't play. We juicing every day. But I'm very, like, still in that. Mm-hmm. But I have something to focus on.
Yeah.
So it's not a stillness in the sense of, like, I'm just sitting in an empty room, like, what the fuck is going on in my life? It's making this juice and figuring out, like, what my day is going to consist of. Yeah. And, like, okay, I need to do this, so let me think of that. It's almost like strategizing in a way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would definitely say that that third face is that one.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, this is intense. Let me actually turn on the TV. Let me turn on music and do something.
That's who you are. I mean, I say enjoy it because you won't get a lot of that, especially when you start adding kids.
When you add kids,
like, I'll have moments when there's nobody in my house. I do try to have moments of peace and quiet just because
it's far few in between. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I think it's going back to my old self.
I love it. Back to your roots.
My roots. Just being in my childhood bedroom and doing nothing.
Wow. Not even listening to music.
Not even listening to music. Because I listen to it all day.
Your mama didn't come on there and be like, what's going on in here? You too quiet.
You too quiet. Not as I got older. Not as I got older.
Okay. But mothers also know their children.
Right.
Like, you sound like, I have 3 brothers. I have a brother who's immediately after me, who's also a Scorpio.
Okay.
And he is very quiet and has always been that way.
Yeah.
He's very, like, artistic. He's, you know, just very intelligent, but just never have a lot to say.
Right.
Has always been like that. So my mom has never really, quote unquote, worried about him, I guess. She's just like, oh, I know him. That's my son. She says she was like that. I was like, oh, okay, I can't relate.
It's funny, what you're about to say is that, in a sense, she understands him.
Yeah, she understands him.
My mom came to visit recently to Atlanta for Mother's Day, and we had a really, really good time.
It looked like it. And I've seen it on the Instagram.
Yes, and one of the moments was we went to Ponce City Market, just the two of us, and we were just kind of chilling on the rooftop. And I was just like, I was just on the rooftop just drinking my drink, not saying that. She was like, you're quiet. And I was like, am I? But I'm so used to that around her.
Yeah.
Of having that moment of being quiet because
I can be.
Because
she your mom.
And so for her to tell me that. I'm being quiet was a first almost.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, shit. Let me actually talk about something. Because I think she's gotten so used to who I am now and not being necessarily so
quiet. She forgot about her quiet baby.
She forgot about her quiet baby. And I was like, well, let me talk about something.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be careful. I think I done
It's a little dry now.
Yeah, I didn't let it dry a little bit.
Hold on. So we're talking about the faces. And so the second face is the one that you show everybody?
Friends and family.
Friends and family.
Yeah, so people who are close to you. I think I'm a fairly open book. I don't know that I always volunteer information. So sometimes you'll have to probe.
A Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. Like, you got to ask the right questions.
Right, right, right.
But it's not that I don't want to be open and honest. It's just that.
Girl, roll this. So
she's
supposed to be rolling this backwood.
And I'm struggling.
And she's struggling a little bit. And she's talking.
I don't let it dry.
She can't multitask, y'all, is what I've learned.
I'm not a good. And you know what? Multitasking, as I stop to discuss
y'all
why multitasking is not a good thing, because. Fuck, it's a quote. I can't remember what it is, though. But they were saying, like, look, I done got it.
I don't know. The damn backwood, the split open, child.
I'm about to see if I can save it.
No, multitasking is a skill.
Thank you. But they say that you end up lacking efficiency.
If you can't?
If you don't. Or if you do. Like, nothing,
oh, yeah.
You aren't
you don't
able
give
to,
100%
yes,
to everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
That's
no,
what
that's
is.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you could multitask and give 100% everywhere.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be lacking somewhere.
It is.
Or something.
And so that's why I try to like be zeroed in
on what you're doing. Mm-hmm. That's some mom stuff.
I try. I'm not always successful. Yeah. Especially at work. Because I don't be giving a fuck. So I'd be like,
halfway
listening and sending an email.
I try to not work while I'm in meetings, but it's hard because I'm like, if we in meetings all day, when am I supposed to work?
Child, it's kind of impossible for me to work while I'm in meetings because the culture of my job is everybody texts about the meeting that we're in.
What? Which is like while you're in the meeting?
Yes. I hate it. I don't know if any of my coworkers listen to this show, but I absolutely hate that shit.
Y'all, if y'all listening, please, why y'all texting during the meeting?
Well, sometimes, I will say 30% of the texts are accurate. Like, it'd be like, hey, you know, because things are happening really fast, it'll be like, hey, this is going on over here. I need somebody to do this, or you have an update on this. I'm in this meeting and I need to answer this specific question or whatever. That completely understand. The other 70% is this nigga don't know what he talking about. He get on my fucking nerves. Look at his wig.
Like, I mean, not look at his wig.
Yes.
But that is going to happen. That's going to happen.
And I'm like,
that. That's
cool,
gonna
but happen. 70% of the
but
text 70%
messages. 70% is a bit, that's a bit much.
We don't got to talk about everything.
Nah.
And you can't leave a group chat. I can't wait to leave this damn job so I can have a peaceful phone again, child. Them be the only motherfuckers on my phone. On my phone right now.
And it's my homegirl, too. That's my homegirl that I see.
Yes, child.
Okay.
Anyway.
I feel
just
like
I smoke weed.
Listen, if she could roll it up, child.
If I could roll it up, I'm going to have to give me a new one.
We're going to have to bust open a new backwood. Yeah.
Wasting them talking and
my
shit.
Second face that I show family and friends is just, I guess, motherly.
Oh, yes.
I'm like a motherly person innately.
Yeah.
I guess that's also a cancer trait. Like, I just always just want to make sure everybody's good. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because I think with also being new in Atlanta and making friends and going out, hanging out, like, I found myself at a dinner this past week. Everybody's always younger than me, child.
It hates. I don't remember when that started to be the turning point. Please don't forget your point. Remember when I used to be the young, fun bitch. And now I'm not that anymore. No. I'm old and I'm washed. And I'm like, well, when did this happen? Because I
somebody
still feel very
be.
Youthful.
I do too.
You know,
I hope it resonates.
But
you
the
know,
dolls say we why?
I hope it resonates. But with
you
that
were the
though,
young, you were the oldest.
I'm
person,
the oldest
excuse
person
me.
At the table where I'm making everybody talk. Like, hey, y'all, you know, like get off your phones. You know what we want to talk about.
Wow.
And so I always feel like I'm like on the podcast where I'm trying to like hold conversation and like get everybody to talk. I don't mind
it's
it.
It's a
of
lost
course.
Art, though. No, it you is. You should do that. And if we're having a dinner. Like, I understand, you know, people text you and you have to respond or
absolutely.
Whatever. Like, I get that. But
I ain't your nigga. You ain't got to stop what you're doing for me, baby.
Right.
But and some sort of decorum at the table.
Put your phone aside
unless, you know,
be
open
present.
A conversation.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't want to be the one that's giving the topic after topic. So I'll lay something out and see, you know, who responded. And we just keep going where we go with it. Mm. But I find that's been my hat a lot recently. And I don't mind it at all. But in terms of friends or family, I love, you know, bringing people together.
Yeah.
And being, like you said, that nurturer and making sure everybody have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the second phase.
That's a good face to have.
Yeah. I just was having a conversation today with Andre, who he was going to come and hang with us. And funny enough, he was like, he was going to go home. Lame.
You
boo.
Lame.
Tomato, tomato.
That boy been traveling, so yes, I get it. He probably is just like, I just want
to
be
he
got to
pick
space.
And choose what
I
he wants
it.
To show up for. I get it. I get
totally
it.
Get it. So do I. I wish I could show up for everything,
But I think with the second face of being nurturing and making sure everybody has fun, you forget about yourself, yeah, or you don't celebrate yourself. So he was, ooh, trying to encourage me to do that. And I'm like, I feel like I do. But he's like, I don't do a good job of it. So
I don't think you celebrate yourself enough.
So I think I need to find that, or yeah, what that looks like for me. Because sometimes I think celebrating yourself, and for myself, I don't want to plan celebrating myself. Like, what is that? Yeah. Like, oh my God. Hey, everybody, let's get together to celebrate me.
Right.
I don't like, no, I don't like doing that. Mm. Or I also don't want somebody else to do it. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's like, it's weird.
I get it.
I
think you should lean into that, though.
I do. I should.
It's like, what is that?
I don't know what it is.
I'm not a therapist. But I feel like they're gonna ask you the right questions.
They're going to unlock it, right?
It's probably some of your childhood, whatever.
It always is. It always is.
It'd be like, it, man. Always
is. Like, especially birthday stuff. Like, I wasn't a big celebrate birthday as a kid. Mm-hmm. Just from some parent shit. Not that they didn't. They're not Jehovah's Witness. Like, it wasn't like no birthdays kind of thing. But there was... It was my birthday's in the summer, so growing up, that's outside
Everybody's
of school
outside
year.
Of school, yeah, mm-hmm.
And then I'm the oldest boy cousin.
Oh,
and so it was like, you know, celebrating looked like adults, and so it didn't necessarily look like me.
Damn.
So birthdays were always weird because it's like, well, what do you want to do for your birthday? I don't know. We can go to dinner. Ain't no big thing. So. Yeah. That's definitely something. Celebrating myself is definitely something to unlock.
Okay, we're going to work on
that. We're going to work on that. We always a work in progress.
Yes, period. I love that. Mm.
And our first self is who we show on the gram and Instagram.
Who do I show on the gram?
I think I show, like, I don't know. Like, I went to the museum recently and showed that. Maybe I show that I'm super artsy. On social, maybe.
But you are, though.
I lean into the artsy part.
You lean into your Cancer sun, honey.
That Cancer sun is
sunny. Cancers for creative.
Yeah,
you said.
I think I lean into that socially because mm-hmm. I think it opens up conversation to those who are interested in that as well.
Yeah. Oh damn! It made me think about that when I say you're Cancer creative. I think I show my Libra rising on social media.
What that mean?
That's the more social, fun, funny, person side of me.
Yes.
But if you go back to my first phase or the phase of myself,
okay,
it's very dark. It's very Scorpio, very like worrisome. Like that's a bitch
and you
of death.
Don't show that.
No, I do not show
at all.
That, but that is very.
I
much
didn't even
like
know
my,
that.
Yeah. I'm very,
when
very,
I think
very
of
much a
you,
dark person.
I think like fun.
Yeah, that's good.
No, that's what I want
that
you to know.
That is so good. It truly saves me.
No, seriously. I guess that's the Libra in your chart. But like when I think of G, I think of a good ass time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that is. It's not always the case. And I feel like I'm trying to find ways to get back to that because. Now work from home. Like I spend a lot of time with myself, mm-hmm. you know, like obviously I'm doing stuff because after Jesse goes to school or whatever and Punch goes to the office or works out or is working himself, you know, it's just me with my job. But then I go back to being a mom. So I'm not really like, I'm not in an office. So I'm not talking to people in between meetings, getting to know new people around me.
Right.
Shooting the shit. I'm not catching a happy hour like before I gotta go be a mom again. Like I'm not having any of those.
That's crazy
elements.
When you think about that.
And
I actually don't care to have that, but I hear you because that goes back to my third self.
So you know, for a long time I was okay with that, but now I'm becoming more and more of a recluse. Like it's becoming harder for me to get out. And I
you're
don't
used
like that.
To being in the house.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. it's like, I'm good here.
Yeah, I'm good here. You know, I'm just chilling. But am I? You know, like, because I'm not, I need social interaction. I need to, like, get off the fucking internet.
Yeah.
You know, like, that would be my aspect.
But, gee, you're raising a good point. That's a lot of people's story, though, right mm-hmm. now, too. Just like, the pandemic was a real thing. Hey, everybody, the pandemic happened, you know? I know we don't wear a mask and act like COVID didn't happen, but it did, and you're in the house.
Yeah.
And so we got to get out, mm-hmm. right? Like, I think that's a big part of what I'm even talking about, of going out in Atlanta, making new friends, being still being the oldest at the table, being okay with that.
Yeah.
But just trying to get out and like meet people so that it's like you don't turn into a recluse. Like, I got me and my nigga, we in the house and it's cool. I'm good. We can watch our shows.
Yeah.
But there's more outside than just that. And it's so easy for people to experience
that. Fall in there. Yeah. So, and then because I, you know, have responsibilities, I can't just like go out every weekend, you know, so that becomes a little difficult with like trying to figure out my timing, you know.
Yeah. I hear you. I don't think you ever get it right.
No.
You know, it's kind of like figuring out what it is in that
moment. Somebody always suffers.
Somebody always going to suffer. And as long as you're doing something where you feel like it's okay.
Yeah,
that's all we can do.
This is my social moment.
Welcome to the Oprah Rose Show.
Okay, what else are we talking about? All right, that's our three Japanese faces.
Politics as usual.
Okay, so this is a funny one. The NAACP, and remember, we spoke about them recently on our show.
Yeah, sure did.
About them needing a rebrand. They heard us.
Yeah, they heard. And they was like, say less.
Bitch, you wanted a rebrand, bitch? You got it. Y'all stop taking y'all black asses to Florida because it is a hostile state.
It is. It is.
Against black people, African Americans, but also just general people of color.
Yes. And the LGBTQIA.
And the LGBTQ, my bad, yes. LGBTQIA. Okay. What she said.
Because they blocked AP African American study courses.
Yep.
What?
Like, they did. They blocked it.
Which is an amazing thing to have, right? When we were in high school, African American AP wasn't a thing.
No.
And so for you to ban it.
Yeah.
In a state.
Child, a teacher in Florida is under fire for showing the movie Strange World because the boy comes out as being gay. But it's not a coming out. Like, his parents already know.
Right.
But it becomes a conversation. And so she's under fire for that. They removed the Ruby movie with the little black girl who integrated the schools.
Oh, Ruby. Okay.
Yes, they pulled that out. They can no longer show that. It's just, they're going after HBCUs.
Yeah, they defunded all diversity and inclusion programs in the state.
Which goes down to, you know, if you want to be in a sorority fraternity, all of these different things. So it's extreme. Yeah. So the NAACP is advising us to not go there. They didn't, at least from the clickbait that I saw, I didn't read the whole article, but they didn't mention money in what I saw. They mentioned hostility, essentially your safety, which is all very much so important.
Yeah.
My thing, though, is that, and I'm going to say this, the U.S. is built on racism, and classism is the house that sits on the real estate of racism, but everything in this country, from capitalism, classism, every ism you have, comes from racism in our historical past. And so, unfortunately, I can't say that any of us can live this, like, for lack of a better word, kosher space where we don't support anything that's bad,
right?
You know, or not bad,
right?
It's very difficult. Everything to fucking products you use, clothes you wear, designer shit you may like, the car you fucking drive, your Tesla.
Don't,
you know, there's so many different
I
things.
I grapple with that one all the time,
right? So if you want to live your life in this like purest space, it's very difficult in this country. So I want to lead with that because
even wear leather.
Yes.
Like, you're not supposed to wear leather, apparently, if you're really like a purist.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it goes deep, and that's a difficult thing to attain, right? So we all
pick
and
battles.
Choose our battles that we want to support. So
why
I want to lead with that.
Lead with picking your battles?
Because you got to.
You have to.
You have to. And I want to be a realist, right? Yeah. Before I say that y'all should stop taking y'all black asses to Florida unless you live there, your family's there, Or are you from there?
But I want to go to Miami. I want to go to Poppy State.
That's all I keep hearing. Miami don't count. What is wrong with y'all? Y'all are a lot of George Bush, child left behind. Like, just say you still want to go. Just say you don't care about that and you still want to go. I get it, right? But it made me think back to the Montgomery bus boycott, which was a key catalyst for the civil rights moment. It, obviously, there were a lot of, moments and a lot of, protests and, you know, things that were happening. But that was one essential one. And those people, you know how long the black people didn't ride the bus?
How long?
300, and I believe it was 62 days.
Almost a year.
Almost a year.
And they was walking everywhere?
They were walking.
I didn't realize it was that long.
They were fucking walking, y'all. That's how committed the black community in Montgomery, Alabama was.
And it changed everything.
And it changed everything.
It put
everything.
A face to the movement.
Yes. And because
shout
then from
out to
the,
Rosa Parks.
Shout out to Rosa Parks. Shout out to Dr. King.
And
shout
Rosa
out to all
wasn't
of them.
The only one that did
she
what
wasn't.
She did.
No. You know, there were obviously several different catalytic moments that happened, but that was a substantial one. And when you think about it, because that was 68 years ago, roughly. That wasn't that,
that's
long,
not
ago.
That long ago. And we see the black and white photos.
Yeah.
Like, my mom was alive.
Yeah.
She was a kid when this happened.
Absolutely.
And watched it on TV.
Watched it. And so, you know, I implore you. Like, what are you going to stand for? Because I feel like we live in this very much individualistic society. Nobody has community outside of your personal family. That's all you care about. And I get it, right?
But
you
like,
want the you want
right.
the you want
George
the health
Floyd,
of your family.
George Floyd was a moment when
George Floyd
the
was
community
a moment
came together to protest.
It, yes,
but it was birthed out of what was already happening in the pandemic.
It was. It was.
I don't want to take away from what it was, but like, let's call it out now.
Yeah, a lot of that was people, and then a lot of the rioting that happened weren't the people who were connected to the cause of George Floyd. They was just fucking some shit up, white people, just to be fucking some shit up because they could get away with it, you know?
There's always going to be that.
It's always going to be that.
Yeah.
But I just implore, even, you know, if you still want to have your Miami, what, like, who am I to tell you not to have that?
Right.
But I do encourage you to think about things a little bit differently. Like, think about how you're supporting this state that don't fuck with you. Why would you want to spend your money there?
Because to your point, though, if we talk about the governor DeSantis, right?
Yep. Who's announcing has announced his presidency.
Mm-hmm. Had we, as black and brown people, hate my Latin people, because y'all, there's a lot of y'all that voted for
58%, exactly.
If we had came together...
It was them Cubans and them Puerto Ricans.
I ain't calling nobody out, but had we
I'm
had
call
came
your
together
ass out.
As a people now and really stood up to what was happening in the state, not just now, but over the course of the last 3 years when he's been a governor of the state, he would not be a runner for the presidential election for 2024. Why am I hearing about him running for president?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. President!
I mean, the evangelical, I can't say that word, but them white people that's in church.
That's trying to evangelize.
They like him, you know? He's the puppet. I don't know that he was this fascist when he was running. And that's the thing. You never kind of know what
that,
you're going to get
that
with
is
any
always
of these politicians.
Wild. That is always the wildest part to me.
You know,
but stand on who you are.
Stand on who you are.
Show me the third face.
Child.
Okay. And speaking of the 2024 election, we know our old man Biden put in his hat for the Democratic nomination.
He need to go sit down somewhere.
He's going to be our oldest president.
He need to go sit down somewhere.
This man was out with
you. You're not tired? You don't want to go relax some damn where?
He went to the army vets and was like, my son died in Iraq. Why this man lying? His son unfortunately passed away from cancer in Maryland.
Wait, what?
Yep. Just the other day, President Biden was speaking to some troops and saying that his son, unfortunately, who passed away, he passed away during the Iraq war, and his hat went off to them. And, you know, they, you know, was like, I'm so sorry. And then was like, hold on a minute. He passed away from cancer in Maryland. It's unfortunate, right? But his age is catching up with him where he's starting to make up stories. And it happens when our people get up there in the age. Ain't he 80?
I don't know how old that man is. He shriveled, though. He did
a quick Google. I think this nigga 80.
You don't want to retire?
Hold on now. He don't want to pass the baton to Kamala. I typed in Biden. The first thing that came up was age.
You know, but I don't know that I'm a good person for this conversation. I don't like nobody.
He's 80.
Him 80.
And then in 2024 election, he'll be 80.
What's the average age for a man in America?
I think like 75 or something like that.
See?
It was the silence. So, but like, I think the crazy part is like when we think of an election, right? Isn't there like contenders or people that come out and say, hey, I want
to? I'm trying to think. I don't think I've seen anyone from the Democratic side. I've only seen, obviously, we now know Ron DeSantis has thrown his hat in. That girl, Nikki Haley from South Carolina. Obviously, Donnie.
The senator from South Carolina, I can't think of his name right now. He's black. He threw his hat in just last week, and he's actually Republican, but he's kind of bringing more joy to the Republican Party and not being so doomy. But he
like joy to the Republican Party.
Child, I know. But he, I wish I knew his name right now. Oh. But he still wrestles on those evangelist kind of like ideals.
Yeah, it's so odd to me.
Yeah.
Another Clarence Thomas. Next.
Tim Scott. His name is Tim Scott.
I miss the, like, dare I say he was never a president, but he ran, you know, against Obama. I miss the McCains of the world.
Yeah.
You know, a classy gentleman.
Classy Republicans.
Classy Republicans.
I guess the last classy Republican was George Bush.
Yeah, probably. You know, he had his shit, too. But
he had his shit, too. But it wasn't like this.
It was the vice president that was with the with the shits. It was Dick Cheney. Yeah,
which is why we went to war with Iraq for no fucking reason at all. don't get us started.
Yes, I would. The Republican Party needs a rebrand.
They do. They're going through their rebrand.
I know. This is the rebrand. No, I mean they need to run it back.
And I'm like, when did we arrive here? Like, why are we rolling back things that have been decided on? I listen to this podcast every day called Start Here. Mm-hmm. It's an ABC podcast. So ABC is more left leaning.
Okay. I feel like ABC Network.
Yeah.
Okay.
In terms of like their news, Disney, more left leaning.
Okay.
So Start Here is literally like press play, hear everything that happened the day before kind of thing.
Okay.
30 minutes straight to the point. After my little hour of quietness.
Okay.
And I feel like they've done a really good job of kind of like keeping me up to date on what's going on.
Okay.
But it's like listening to hearing about abortion laws every day.
Yeah.
Why is this what I'm hearing about in abortion pills and hearing stories of young women having to cross state lines and catch flights because they've gone over the 2 month mark and they didn't know they were expecting.
I just think that they're never going to be honest about it. Right. Like we all can speculate and be like, you're immorally wrong. You hate women. In my humble opinion, the bottom line comes down to we aren't producing as many people as we were before.
Mm.
We aren't boomers. A lot of us are waiting longer to have kids if we have them.
Right.
We're not having multiples. A lot of only one children here, except for those who tend to be in more of a, what is it, socioeconomic turmoil or people who live in poverty.
Kids.
Yes. They have less access to resources.
Right.
Yes. So they're forcing it on you. So they're removing the resources to basically force us to have children because Who's going to do all the work and the labor that no one else wants to do?
Those individuals.
You're seeing, we're seeing a lot more child labor reports coming up. Yeah, especially like in those southern states that are blocking.
Working in factories.
Yes. In those southern states that are blocking abortion, they still need to produce products, right? But if you aren't doing it, we're not going to do it, right? Because we're the 1%. We're not going to fucking do it. We need the people who own the companies.
Oh.
Because we were talking about this, I think it wasn't you. Somebody was in my tweets. Because I was saying, like, what is the reprimand for these companies that are fucking hiring these kids?
It ain't none. They doing Dateline specials and that's it.
But I got to go to jail because I had an abortion at 12 weeks?
Yeah, because you're
in Texas?
Because it's not Christian-like.
Like, it's just really crazy to me. So it's like, you know, let's stop acting this whole play of,
call it out for what it really is.
We need y'all to have kids. We need y'all to reproduce. Really,
because, you know, I think in these settings when they're talking about abortion and abortion rights, I wish somebody would actually quote the Bible and pull me some scriptures out during a Senate conference or whatever it is.
Yeah.
To kind of explain what it is. There's no explanation.
Yeah.
There's more of you talking about fetus and heartbeats and all of this. And who am I to tell a woman what these are men. Mm-hmm. These are white men dictating what women around the country. And some black men too.
Hello, Clarence Thomas.
Or what they should do with their bodies. Why?
I mean.
Oh, we can go on and on and about this, but I ain't giving them too much more of my nothing.
Right. Anyway.
The national debt ceiling. or more dark news.
Child. So I'm not an expert on this, but because I was like, this is very high talk that I don't necessarily understand everything, but I'm guessing every country, they got bills.
Right.
And they use, if I'm wrong, don't scream at me, but I believe it's called GDP. Mm-hmm. I believe that's
gross domestic product.
Yes. Okay. That's used to calculate essentially how much money you can potentially have.
Okay. Yeah. You there.
Okay. And you base it off of numerous of things. How many people you have, what type of elements you or items you export, you know,
personal consumption, business investment, government, import, export.
Yes, all of these things create your GDP.
Mm-hmm.
And so the U.S., we basically maxed out on our loan.
We've done it more than once.
We have.
We do it every president.
We really do. They make it act like it's. I hate the news sometimes, the media circuit, because every 4 years it's, oh my God, this is the crisis that we've never seen, and it's a recession, and it's going to be a depression, and all of it. And granted, shit is kind of fucked up economically in general.
Right.
But I think for me, it's, you know, okay, the Social Security people going to stop getting their check. The TSA people won't go to work, I guess. So that's going to fuck with our, you know, travels.
It's a federal job.
Yeah. So there are multiple things that will be affected once or by June 1st if there's not an agreement met. Yes. The Republican Party, they are supportive of cuts, but obviously for anything that's good to people. So they want to cut like school funding, what else? Like COVID relief.
Yes.
Stuff. And it was one more thing that I can't recall.
Shit, I don't know what they're going to cut. I honestly haven't paid too much close attention to like the debt ceiling conversation because, like you said, it comes up every four years for every sitting president. I think the thing about it, though, is like this one's interesting because it's on the heels of inflation and recession. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On the heels of COVID.
Yeah.
So to that
it's
point,
like one hell of a snowball.
It's like just a snowball of effects, right? And it's like from a Treasury perspective. And shout out to our Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen or Yellen.
Oh, I didn't even know who that is.
Her name is Janet.
Hey, Janet.
She has a difficult position right now because
anybody who got the book, who got the money
book. She got the book. She got the checkbook, okay? Did you know, though, that technically the U.S. can mint a $1 trillion coin and pay off all of its debt?
No.
It'll raise inflation. It'll raise GDP. It'll raise every rate, right?
Yeah.
To outside country. It'll make the cost of everything go up.
Right.
But essentially, the U.S. can wipe out its debt because we can pay it because we can print the money to do it.
Yeah.
And it's a coin that they can do to make it happen.
But printing money isn't a good thing because it decreases the value of it because money should be attached to gold or some tangible item.
Yes. And it'll make how when you go to Europe and you go shopping and you use a euro and you're like, ooh, am I spending more money or am I less
euro
money?
Kicking my ass. Right. No, it's the pound that be kicking our ass.
The pound will kick your ass every time. Now the euro go up and down because at one point last year we was 1-1.
Yeah, during Brexit, right?
Right, we was 1-1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you go over to Europe, you're spending more money. But all that to say is that she has a very difficult position right now in that sense. But the conversations are happening between the president and the House majority,
mm-hmm.
Who is Republican.
Yes.
So you have to kind of lean towards what they want in regards to those cuts. So like you said, again, it's more of like these moral things of COVID relief,
mm-hmm.
education.
Yeah.
Abortion.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like those things of like cutting the expenses there, which is very unfortunate. And it's like, I'm tired of because talking about.
Because what you could do is have a motherfucker like Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk
just pay
or Mark Zuckerberg just or the list goes on. Just actually pay
some of
their fair share.
Because they don't pay taxes.
Their businesses don't even pay. Like, fuck personal money, right? Your business doesn't even pay the taxes that it should pay. Your business.
It's wild. And so we expect these people who making $30,000 a year to give up their whole check and taxes to help pay for this debt ceiling.
Welcome to capitalism.
And y'all don't even want to wipe out our student loans. Mm-hmm. Yo, if those student loans come back in full force in the summer, that is going to send the world into a tailspin.
Mm.
Like, could you imagine if student loans came back?
You think it's going to send the world? I pay mine. I didn't qualify for that.
You didn't have federal?
I did, but there was a stipulation on your money.
Oh, how much you made. Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. So I'm not.
There's a way around that. But
it is good to let your girl know then. Shit, I'm with a scam now, as I say it openly on my.
out here on the interwebs.
Right.
But all that to say is like, you can afford to pay, right? Like, you're fortunate enough where you make enough. Where
allegedly to them, right, to how they read my financials, yes.
There are people
but they don't take into consideration that I live into the state of California. But yes.
They don't take a lot into consideration. Yeah. You got a kid and,
you
know, blah, 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 and everything else is going on in your life. But there are people who can't afford that once
comes back into play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is going to send the U.S. into a tailspin because people haven't paid. Technically, most Americans that have federal student loans have not paid them in 3 years.
Mm.
And so they've built their life now at this point without them.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Inflation is, you know.
What do you do when they come back? And they're supposed to come back in August or September.
Is that what's happening? When is everybody ready to riot?
That is
like,
what
when is everybody ready to turn this whole shit over?
What you need to riot about, student loans.
Student loans, fucking reparations. Although living in the great state of California, they're attempting to make progress.
That's supposed to happen, right?
It started in San Francisco, allegedly. Gavin Newsom wanted it to be for the full state of California, and I believe it was just too expensive. So they're starting, I don't know if it's like a test run or whatever, but in the city of San Francisco, you just have to, you know, prove that you are from that you are of the lineage of an enslaved African.
I don't even know past my grandmother. How am I supposed to prove that?
Right. I know it's gonna get dicey for people.
23andMe?
Yeah, 23andMe ancestry. Same. I have the same problem. I don't like the most that I know is my maternal grandmother's side, and I know about my. Let me see, her mom So my great-grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, I know who she is, her name, who she was married to, and that's it.
That's more than most.
It stops that. Yeah. But even her, so she's, what, she's Native American and African.
Okay.
But that's where it stops for me, because that's where it stops for my grandma. She was the one who told me this. So I'll have to get on Ancestry myself. But if you, you know, say you're, you know, your slave owner, your family slave owner didn't, you weren't included on the census. How do you access that information? Right. But I do understand and respect them wanting to put that into place, because I don't know, I may get a little hate mail, but a lot of resources that were provided for Black Americans or quote unquote Black people post the civil rights were received by immigrants. You know, so like, you know, your Nigerians, your Ghanaians, your Caribbean, you know, like people who were not.
Right.
Or even just people of color in general. Right. You know, just like affirmative action was something that was created to benefit and make things more equal for, quote unquote, Black people. But who have benefited the most from affirmative action? White women.
Right.
Historically. So
still.
Yeah. So it's. I understand them wanting to put this in place because they want to make sure that who is receiving this resource
right,
actually is a descendant of enslavement.
Child.
So I'm not mad at that.
I ain't mad at it. Wow, you uncovered someone with affirmative action in white women.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, don't hate me, y'all. I'm just spitting facts.
Well, I think we spit a lot of facts on this episode so far. Should we do a quote?
Hold on. Before we do a quote, because I want to get into this.
What you trying to get into real quick?
The good sis Megan Good was spotted with new rumored boo, Jonathan Majors.
When
she turned her comments off her Instagram.
When a dick is good, the dick is good. Ain't that what they say?
She said she wanted to see what it
is. I want to see what that about.
I thought that was funny.
Why? No, I shouldn't say that. Like,
we don't know.
I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know this man.
Yeah, I don't know this man.
You know, at his height, the world turned against him.
Yeah.
And Megan Good was like, Black brother, I see you. Okay, I see you. And I want to see what that dick about.
Is that the Megan? Not Megan. Megan
Thee Stallion.
With Lizzo playing the flute.
How did you know that exactly? But literally with the dance and everything. Yes. And then she turned it into the body dance.
Woo! She did turn that into the body dance. Wow. Friend, kindred spirits.
Oh, but wow. Yeah. A union. And then they've been photographed together. So it's not just like tabloid fodder and shade room and neighborhood talking some shit.
Yeah.
They've been together doing the thing.
Yeah.
Going off
she
the private
said
jet.
He ain't beating me.
Where's the quote?
He beating his pussy.
You know. Now he beating his pussy.
You know, I feel like we be hastily jumping. You know, let that man have his day in court. And if he guilty, child, then we can all let him burn. But we be throwing stones too fucking much.
Are they taking him to court?
I don't know. Apparently, it was supposed to be a thing where there was like multiple women were supposed to be building a case about
him. I heard about that, and that's why the team dropped him and all of that.
Yeah. That has fallen quiet.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, I'm done. I just wanted to add a little.
Well, that's a little razzle dazzle.
I didn't want to add a little razzle.
You know, because politics as usual was a little daunting.
It's so daunting.
It's a lot going on.
Now it'd be fire and brimstone. And then, you know, they'd be like, well, bitch, you wonder why you be in the house wondering what the worst is going to happen.
Because the worst is happening, right? And it's like quick. Like time just moves so fast right now, too. Like. Mm-hmm. It was just April 1st, and now it's fucking June.
I know. It's crazy.
How? Well, the quote for this week is, rip me out the plastic, I've been acting brand new. Bitches acting like they running shit. They really ran through.
The queen. Shout out to shout out to Lala. You was dead ass serious.
I was dead ass. Like reading it like it was a quote. Because it is. Rip me out the plastic, bitch. I've been acting brand new.
Okay.
And on that note,
I spend that $500 before I ever trap you.
I see y'all.
Shout out to abortion.
A woman's choice.